Until now, there has not been one single place where someone could find all the records of the more than 300,000 people interred at Arlington. Some were on paper index cards, some were in a somewhat newer database, some were on scanned images the cemetery started creating in a project that was later aborted in 2005. The record-keeping issues were some of the problems the Army Inspector General's office identified last year when it looked into the causes of misidentified grave sites and improperly unearthed cremated remains. A project underway now at Arlington is intended to get all of the cemetery's records in one place, in digital form, and make sure they're accurate. The legwork starts with the Delta Company of the Army's 3rd U.S. Infantry, the Old Guard. More than 50 soldiers are walking Arlington's grounds, capturing digital photos of every headstone and every cremated remains marker on the property.
This was a huge honor. Most of us have served overseas at one time or another. We've lost friends, comrades, buddies. And to come out here and show them honor and respect by documenting these headstones and making sure that all the records are straight, even our small role in taking all these pictures, huge honor.
That's Captain Nate Peterson, the company commander. Soldiers are using an iPhone app the Army modified just for this task. It captures the front and back of each headstone. Peterson says they generally work at night. The photos tend to turn out more clearly, and they keep out of the way of funerals.
There's a lot of nuances. Some of these headstones, the newer markers, you can see that one with the dark ink on it. That's lithochrome ink. So it shows up real nice, but if you use a flash, sometimes it'll reflect and cause the lettering to be blurry. A lot of the older markers, we would have to use headlamps, the LED headlamps, to top light them to get the contrast and the shadowing for the picture. Otherwise, it would be white on white.
Specialist Jake Higgins, one of the iPhone-armed soldiers, has been working on the project every night since the beginning of June. He walked me through the process as he captured one of the headstones in a section of the cemetery occupied by soldiers from the Spanish-American War.
Select our section. Right now we're in section 33, so scroll all the way down. And we put in our grave number, which is 10320. Enter that, and all the way at the bottom, it actually asks us to verify it again in case we put it in incorrectly. Let's do that one more time.
Then it's a matter of taking the photo. The grave marker number gets tagged along with it, as does the headstone's location.
GPS location, as close as we can get. Right now it's only accurate to 19 meters.
Is that fairly typical?
Usually it's about 9 meters, but they actually have another crew go through that stands with poles, and they're contracted out, and they're accurate down to centimeters, so... Mm. They're very accurate there.
From there, each gravestone photo, front and back, gets emailed from the iPhone to the Army Data Center in Fairfield, California, where it's added to a new database. But that's only the first step. Next, the gravestone record is reviewed by up to 3 different tiers of analysts who access the record and input data through a custom-made web application. A few hundred yards away, in an Arlington administrative building, Colonel Jamie Wilmoth leads a team of 50 people who have that job. They take the photos and merge them with various types of paper and electronic records to create Arlington's first authoritative data source for who's buried where.
When I first came on this job, my first question was, okay, what's the baseline database that we're using to make sure that all the records are correct and that the names are spelled right and everybody's where they should be? And the answer is, I don't know, you're creating it. There is no baseline database. We are simply taking the different records and then making sure that they match each other. And when I'm talking records to records and records to headstone, and once you get them all to match, we now have our database.
All the cemetery's burial records from before 1999 are on paper cards. Those cards are being digitally scanned by a contractor, and the information they contain is being manually entered into the cemetery's new research tool, where it joins other types of data that may or may not exist about a particular person buried at Arlington. Part of Wilmoth's job is to reconcile those data sources against one another, and they don't always match up.
We have a private... Hounds. So we got the section of grave number correct. His name, correct. He was born on 9/11/1930 and he died on January 5th, 2008. Well, wait a minute. We got a problem. His date of death on the ISS is 2008. His date of death on the headstone is 2009. So we've got a discrepancy.
But figuring out which record is correct is far from easy.
I don't know where the discrepancy is. You tend, at least my first couple of weeks here, clearly the stone is right because it's written in stone. But not necessarily the case, because that's just a reflection of another database that somebody could have made a mistake in. So as a tier one analyst, my job is simply like a pointer dog, discrepancy, and then move on.
A tier two analyst then gets the job of researching records to find out which data point is correct. That sometimes involves going through records Arlington already has, like military discharge paperwork, but sometimes analysts need to dig deeper into the records of DOD HR organizations or state vital statistics databases.
And then if there's a problem or a question or we come across something or the data death, we simply can't find an answer, we elevate it to Tier 3. All of this is in support of Tier 3, and that's where the leadership comes in, and we present them the case and say, you know, ma'am, we looked, here's what we got, here's what we think. What do you think we should do? And then it becomes a policy decision.
Wilmoth says no cases quite that vexing have come up yet, but they've just started the Tier 2 phase. Arlington officials say they expect to have done at least a Tier 1 review of all 259,654 headstones and urn niches by the end of October. They're about halfway through that phase of the project. Once the data is assembled, validated, and cleaned up, Arlington intends to make the database public. Family members will be able to pull up the entire burial record from their home computers. Amy Nyberger-Miller works with the group TAPS, a support organization for the families of fallen service members. Her brother Christopher is buried in Arlington's Section 60. He was killed in Iraq in 2003.
I think it makes a huge difference for families to know that their loved one's location is being recorded so diligently and through a system that uses up-to-date technology, so that, you know, they know that these records are being accurately maintained. I think that's really important to families. And, you know, I think families want to know about these changes and are very interested in knowing about them. And I've even talked with Arlington a little bit about perhaps they'll hold an open house in the fall and do some demonstrations of the technology that families can see, you know, which is something I think that, you know, a number of people would be interested in seeing.
She says Arlington's new leadership appears to be moving the cemetery's management in the right direction. In terms of the broader scandal around misidentified grave sites at Arlington, she says families' reactions were all over the map, but most don't spend much time thinking about it these days.
To me, personally, I think the honor that rests at Arlington does not come from the people who manage it. It comes from the people who are interred there. That's what we should look at. That's certainly, I think, something that I look at as someone who has had to, you know, look at these things for myself. It's about the fact that our loved ones died, and they died serving their country. And I think for a lot of families, the scandal side of all of this story is almost off the radar.
At Arlington National Cemetery, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.